All That's Left of Jason Todd, written by Improvidus, with Jason, read by K-Burb, and
Bruce, read by Flower Parish.
I remember your blue eyes looking into mine like we had our
Chapter 1, Robin Report. First solo patrol.
Before bedtime, then jumping on me, waking me up. I can still feel you hold my hand, little man. And even the moment I knew.
Reporting for my report, Batman, sir. Ha, yeah, not doing that. So my first solo patrol went pretty freaking awesome, actually. Didn't do much crime fighting, but I think that you must have done some bat voodoo to make sure the criminals didn't come out tonight to actually give me a hard time. I can't prove it, but I'm sure you did something. Let's see. I accompanied a lot of ladies while they bar hop. Oh yeah, I learned that's what it's called. Learn something new every day, huh? It's weird, though. I should know what bar hopping is. I'm surprised I don't. I know what... Actually, maybe I shouldn't say it. Agent A would make me polish the silverware for weeks if I said that out loud. Anyways, they were really nice. A little grabby, but I mean, they were pretty drunk. I mean, I think they were. There was this one lady. Her name is Jenny. She took off her high heels, which, like, totally get. If I were wearing heels, I'd probably take them off too. But, like, this is Gotham. The streets are disgusting. I've lived on the streets, and the stuff that I used to get in my socks was just, bleh, so gross. You don't know pure misery until you're walking around with moist socks drenched in mysterious dumpster liquid. Okay, what else? Made sure creepy guy didn't do creepy things to nice lady. Helped pregnant lady with her late night groceries. Opened tough water bottle for really confused old man. And fixed kid's loose bike chain. Pretty uneventful. But I'm guessing that's exactly why you sent me out tonight. Anyways, Robin out. Chapter 2, Brainstorm Session. This is Jason Todd and Bruce Wayne's brainstorm session to cogitate about the perfect gift for one Alfred Pennyworth's birthday.
Cogitate. Good word.
It's not that fancy of a word, B. It's not even that impressive.
I'm impressed.
Yeah, because that's your job.
It's not.
Anyways, today we gather at this top secret meeting place.
We're in my office.
Super duper top secret meeting place to discuss possible birthday gifts for Elfie. For the record, Bruce Wayne is wearing an ugly vomit-colored turtleneck with his watch on the outside of the sleeve like a freaking weirdo.
Is that necessary?
Oh, it's totally necessary. The record's gotta know.
All right then, if you insist.
Okay, Bruce, here are my ideas. One of those foot massage machines.
Why that?
Because Alfie stands all the time and he's got, like, brittle ankles. He deserves to disappear into the dark depths of his quarters and have a little foot massage after a long day.
You know I can afford to get him an actual massage, right?
Yeah, but that's weird. Random people touching your feet? Blah.
What's your next idea?
A Roomba.
A Roomba?
Yeah, so then he doesn't have to clean the floor so much.
I don't think they're that efficient.
Well, how would you know? Have you ever had a Roomba?
No, but...
Then you don't know if they work or not.
I'm sure I could research customer reviews.
Fine. Okay, how about this? A fancy wine?
Well, then you can't pick it out for him.
Huh. Yeah, you're right. Scratching that one off the list.
What about something simpler, like a nice robe?
Ugh, gross. I do not want to think about Alfie in a robe.
You know, people often wear robes over their pajamas.
And they also wear them when they're damp and naked.
Fine, fine. No robe then.
I had another idea, but I'm doing it for something else, so I can't do it now.
Would it happen to be for my birthday?
No. Shut up. Anyways, what about a Himalayan salt slab?
A what?
It's like fancy salt.
That's something.
You think it's a stupid idea?
I didn't say that.
Okay, not that one. I can work with that. Okay, final idea. A new pair of slippers? What?
That is actually a great idea.
Really?
Yes, really. It's a foolproof gift. Everyone loves a new pair of slippers.
Then it's settled.
Okay.
But wait, what kind of slippers? There's gotta be like a bajillion kinds, and I don't wear slippers.
You don't wear slippers, but your feet are always cold.
Yeah, so I wear thick socks.
Do you want a pair of slippers?
I mean, I don't know.
There's many kinds of slippers. I'm sure there's some kind that would suit your fancy.
Can I look for a pair when we look for Alfie's?
That sounds perfect.
For the record, Bruce is looking like a big dope, giving me stupid hard eyes.
For the record, Jason's face is as red as a tomato.
And I think that's all for the record. The end.
I remember the drive home when the blind hope turned to crying and screaming. Why flowers pile up in the worst way? No one knows what to say about a beautiful boy who died. And it's about to be Halloween. You could be anything you wanted if you were still here.